Most people buy stock hoping its price will go up. There are investors who make money when stock prices go down. It's a process known as short selling. One of the best-known short sellers on Wall Street is Cuban-born Harvard MBA Manuel Asensio. Through short selling, Asensio has played a part in bringing down several troubled companies, most recently the telecommunications company Windstar. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Manuel Asensio is the first to admit that he's not well-liked in the business world, that he's seen as a predator, even a shark. But for a short seller, he says, a little controversy goes with the territory.
The image of Asensio and company is not at all what we would like it to be, of course. There are so many people, so many entrenched individuals and ideas in all of these companies that when we come out and we oppose those entrenched ideas, it's overwhelming against us.
In a way, short selling is the opposite of traditional stock investing. Normally, people buy a stock because they think its price will go up. Short sellers come in when they expect the price to fall. First, short sellers borrow stock from someone and sell it. Then, if the share price falls, they can repurchase shares later on at a lower price, repay the original owners with the new shares, and keep the money that's left over. To succeed, short sellers need to find stocks that are going to fall in value, stocks with some big underlying problem nobody knows about yet. In his book, Sold Short, Asensio tells of how he came across a company named Solvex that claimed to have perfected a process for extracting a tar-like substance from sand and then converting it into oil. To learn more about what was going on inside the company, Asensio chartered a plane.
We couldn't get access to the plant because they had a fence and you couldn't see in the plant from the walls. But it turned out that they hadn't put a roof on the plant. So when we flew overhead, we took pictures of the inside of the plant.
Although the company claimed that it was already in production, it hadn't even finished building its plant, Asensio says. A federal judge later ruled that the company officials had defrauded investors. But it isn't enough for short sellers such as Asensio to find troubled companies. They have to make sure everyone knows about the trouble, so they'll sell their stock and send the price down. And that's what makes short selling controversial.
Barbara, if you have any more questions, I'd like to take them immediately.
One afternoon recently, Asensio held a conference call at his Midtown Manhattan office to talk about the company VeriSign, which owns the nation's main internet domain registry. At age 46, Asensio is trim and athletic. He impatiently exchanges notes with a staff member as he talks.
There's no reason to believe that the earnings that this company is claiming to have had in the first quarter are quality earnings.
Asensio believes that VeriSign is in much worse shape financially than Wall Street is letting on. VeriSign didn't want to comment for this story. But the conference call turns out to be something of a bomb. No reporters have participated, just investors. He's not happy about that.
The media should have an interest in this issue. Why the media isn't interested is because it's a short seller that has created the issues. That's the only explanation that I have.
But over the next few weeks, Asensio keeps trying. Through his website and in press releases, he sends out reports criticizing VeriSign, and the stock is now down somewhat. If VeriSign's stock price returns to where it was, Asensio will lose money, and during the long bull market, lots of short sellers lost fortunes. But if VeriSign falls further, Asensio will clean up. He's done so before, reportedly earning as much as $6 million in a single year. In 1999, he shorted the telecommunications company Windstar and was among the first people to publicly raise doubts about the debt-ridden company's bottom line. When Windstar went bankrupt, he made a lot of money. Cases like that help explain Wall Street's ambivalence towards short sellers. Mark Beecham, executive director of the North American Securities Administrators Association, says short sellers can play a constructive role in overheated markets.
They often pop balloons, they kick sacred cows, they can remind us that sometimes the emperor doesn't have any clothes on. And they can be an antidote to the sort of bullishness and occasional irrational exuberance on the street.
But critics say it's not that simple. They say Ascensio's relentless targeting of a company can itself have an impact on its stock price, regardless of whether he's right, and that criticism can be devastating to young companies in need of financing, such as Windstar. Attorney Ed Mishkin, who represented Solvex, says Ascensio has to be viewed not as an objective analyst, but as an investor with a financial stake in driving a company into the ground.
I don't think what he's doing is quote-unquote research. I think what he's doing is in a sort of aggressive program of bringing about a result that happens to include publicizing facts that he thinks he's learned. If that's research, then he conducts research. But it's not objective, independent analysis from people without a stake in the outcome.
Critics such as Mishkin also point out that Ascensio's methods have themselves come under attack. He's been sued several times, and last year he was fined $75,000 by Nasdaq's parent company, which accused him, among other things, of having his employees plant fake messages about companies in internet chat rooms. Ascensio agreed to pay the fine without acknowledging any wrongdoing. Ascensio says his work speaks for itself.
We give facts, and we give fact-based opinions. No one should act upon them simply because of what is being written in them. But the fact that they exist and the fact that people can read it and think about it and discuss it and that it becomes part of the public debate is helpful to society. And I'm not talking about just our work. I'm talking about any criticism of any publicly traded security. Criticism is good.
Ascensio is especially rankled by the charge that a financial motive compromises his research. He notes that the same thing can be said of some analysts from top Wall Street securities firms, who often receive higher bonuses for steering underwriting businesses to their firms, something widely seen as a conflict of interest. But he says investors rarely question the motives of analysts the way they do short sellers. Had they been more skeptical, Ascensio says, maybe the dot-com frenzy would have ended a lot sooner. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.